On Thursday, the U.S. Forest Service said it was taking steps with the state to allow new roads to be built in the Tongass National Forest. It's been a decades-long battle. Elizabeth Jenkins of Alaska's Energy Desk spoke with people who have mixed feelings about the announcement.
Mike Duville has lived on Prince of Wales Island his entire life, but he says the island doesn't look the same. Now, there are large clear cuts where old-growth trees used to be. He'd like to see an end to industrial logging, at least in his lifetime. So hearing that new roads could be built in the Tongass, which would increase access to timber, was a huge disappointment.
You got to look at the impact you have on wildlife as well as people that live here. And I've said this before, I've lived here since 1949. And all the trees are standing when I was a kid. Now we don't have that much left.
But logging isn't the only reason the Forest Service and the state want the ability to build roads in the National Forest. There are communities in the Tongass that don't have clear cell phone reception. Greg Mickelson with Alaska Power and Telephone doesn't provide cell service, but his company could potentially provide the electricity if there were new roads.
Personally, I think, you know, because I'm in the power business, the roadless rule will be beneficial to us because of being able to access future hydroelectric sites.
By roadless rule, Mickelson means roadless rule exemption. Though the Forest Service has already allowed some exceptions for hydro projects like this in the past. But Mickelson says the ability to construct new roads in the Tongass is also important for local economies dependent on timber and mining. The last large mill on Prince of Wales Island, for instance, is the utility's biggest year-round customer.
We're all in this together. You know, I'm not an anti-environmentalist, but I also know that people have to be able to have a job if they want to be able to live.
People don't come to Alaska to see clear cuts.
That's Dan Blanchard, the CEO and owner of UnCruise Adventures, a small luxury cruise line. Blanchard says tourists want to experience the pristine wilderness of the Tongass. Road building unchecked could hurt commercial interest. But he's not opposed to new roads being built entirely. And the state has said it will include tour operators in the conversation.
So with that, I feel a lot more comfortable, or maybe not comfort isn't the right word. Maybe I don't feel as anxious.
Blanchard says he's open to hearing more dialogue. A state-appointed committee will discuss road building in the Tongass for the next 2 years. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.